Hello and welcome to the Bob Edwards Show for Friday, November 9th. No politics today. Columnist Doyle McManus told us everything we needed to hear on Wednesday. We will, however, consider many historical signs. Author Scott Christensen tells us about his book titled 100 Diagrams That Changed the World. It's about creation and innovation throughout history, and each new thing usually begins with a diagram. We're also going to hear about A Royal Affair, a movie telling the story of an 18th century scandal in Denmark's royal family that ended up having very positive consequences for democracy and human rights. And still later in the hour, another essay in our series, This I Believe, this one by Army Major Kenrick Smith, a veteran of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. We've all heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. Our brains are wired to acquire information visually, so a glance can yield as much meaning as several paragraphs of prose. It's not just pictures that are meaningful to us. Diagrams hold an important place in the history of human innovation, and in the book 100 Diagrams That Changed the World, Scott Christensen considers the importance of everything from cave paintings to schematics of the iPod. Christensen says that during his research, he became enthralled with the stories surrounding each diagram and each act of creation.
We're not talking about casual drawings or doodles, but we're talking about important graphic discoveries in which we get a glimpse into the creative mind in action. And if not an epiphany, in which there's some sort of idea crystallizing, it's more likely a long, dogged pursuit of some sort of goal that's very important to this individual. And the individual is highly educated and very motivated and ultimately succeeds in writing down something that has enormous significance.
Do you have a long-standing interest in diagrams? And if so, where does it come from?
I really don't reckon that I do have a long-standing interest in it, but, you know, we're so used to diagrams in our lives in so many ways. They're all around us in the signs and the weather maps and everything that that we encounter in our daily life. But there were a few instances in which my imagination was really captivated. I was, as a boy, very taken with Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson, for example. And I discovered when I began to do some research